group and saying, why do you attend conferences? What is the main reason that you as individuals attend conferences? So I'm going to start with Jake. Did you do that in your group? And what was the main reason that people in your group attended conferences?
I don't think we explicitly asked the question. We did ask who attends conferences and what do people get from it, I think. And the thing that jumped out most that actually wasn't on the list of the reasons why the ISB do conferences was predominantly the networking, the ability to talk to others who are going through similar issues, sharing practical experiences and that human connection almost that you get as well from that networking.
But you emphasise there, Jake, the communication with others going through that, not necessarily the networking with the ISB itself.
Not necessarily. I think that's important as well, but certainly there was definitely a message coming through about the ability to network with others there, mm-hmm. not just with the staff mm-hmm. and with the board.
Okay. James?
We did discuss that sort of in terms of general points and going into question one. I think what was summarised in the slides came out. The objectives, in terms of the objectives of the conference, the predominant themes were probably branding. It is important for the IFRS Foundation and the ISB to be seen in the jurisdictions.
But is this for the individuals attending themselves?
And well, then we flipped onto the networking. And potentially both, networking between themselves as well as networking with ISB staff or members or board members. And in certain jurisdictions, and that it was predominantly, the example given was AHADA, who is now moving to IFRS, there was an educational outcome that the participants in a conference were looking for. So I think it'd be fair to say that depending where the conference is taking place, there are different outcomes being sought after mm-hmm. by the participants in the conference.
Okay, everyone?
Well, I guess in our group we didn't specifically discuss why people attended the conferences, but we did ask who attended the IFRS conference, and there were actually fewer numbers than I expect. My personal reason for attending was because of the convenience of the location. And when you're in a location, then the cost of attending is not as high, and then you would be able to attend.
So. Christian?
Yes, we did discuss, and I suppose we also discussed whether people actually attended the IFS conferences. I suppose two-thirds roughly in our group had attended a conference, IFS conference. Networking seemed to be the primary topic, even though some participants say it might be too crowded actually to achieve this. It was agenda topics of the time that made them go. Actually also potentially to meet the board members, which I hope the board members appreciate. But also, and I suppose equally important, we also discussed those who didn't attend, why didn't they attend? Because the negatives may sometimes be relevant as well. One of them being costs, relevance, and I suppose the time commitment. Can you actually make the business case at home? Can you justify going to the conference? And I think the individual sort of doing that evaluation demonstrates the need for relevance to actually make a conference and for you to attend. And even if networking is the key topic, you need to ensure that you have a critical mass to network with and the possibilities to do so.
The reason that I, if you like, called on that the first, and it's because that's what I suspected the answers from all of the groups would be, I heard a couple of them, is that the predominant reason, not the sole reason, but a large part of the reason that people seem to go to conferences as individuals is around the networking, and it's networking with other individuals as well as maybe those that are presenting or leading the conference. And I think that that's an important thing that in some ways the whole premise of the rest of the discussion actually sits on, with thinking about us as individuals. We may not be typical, us around the room, as to why we attend conferences. But then if we look at, so saying, have we properly identified, so the first question that Matt asked us, have we properly identified how the conferences contribute to the overall IFRS Foundation objectives? And thinking about that education, that networking from an ISB perspective, so this is from an ISB perspective, and the branding, you know, are those the right objectives, and are they, if you like, the ones that are achieved or are relevant? So thinking about that question one, perhaps Christian, comments from your group are specifically around that question.
Thank you. I suppose we started by actually asking ourselves, or maybe asking the people in the room, what are the current shortcomings? Or if they're perceived to be any shortcomings from an ISB perspective. And one of the questions we asked ourselves is, do the conferences actually help the ISB to set better standards? So in general, do you actually get feedback from the conferences? So do they meet that, do they contribute to that goal? And I think our conclusion was that there were no formal sort of collection of feedback from the conferences, maybe due to the format of conferences, these type of conferences, being sort of a one-way or heavily a one-way communication. We did, however, appreciate that there might be informal feedback from the discussions sort of offline. There was a discussion around whether the point is actually to raise money, and being new to the advisory council, I understand that that has actually been a previous topic a few years back, but I suppose, as you alert to, maybe it's not a huge revenue raiser. It might sort of cover the cost, at least if you look at fixed costs as well. On education, I think we said that there might be different tools, but there was also a recognition that depending on the jurisdictions, the educational aspect might be higher if you come potentially outside Europe or outside a community that have followed the IFRS for a length of time. So there might be a correlation between the earlier the later the adopters, the higher the need sort of to stimulate that education aspect. And then I think we recognize the fact that it does stimulate consistent application to a certain extent, to convey the message sort of directly from the standard setter. But maybe that builds back then to frequency of actually coming to those regions or locations. And if you only come once or twice a decade to a region or a jurisdiction, that might not be conducive to that. And I suppose on the last one, the brand building, I suppose that different, or the group felt there were different brand strengths in different jurisdictions. So it was actually very difficult to say what is the brand value of this. And it may be more subtle than we actually appreciate as a face value.
I'm now going to be naughty and provocative and say, in summary, I'm hearing your group saying that the conferences as they stand now, from those comments, are not necessarily contributing to the overall IFRS Foundation objectives, or there are lots of potential holes in that because there are...
I think potential is the right word. Yeah. There is potential to improve them. Mm-hmm. I suppose it's fair they're not directly contributing, but they are not doing the opposite. Mm. And doing nothing might actually face that risk.
okay, James, your group, and add to that in particular, and again, I'm going to perhaps challenge in terms of the, let's specifically focus on the brand aspect in terms of, you know, is that an identified contribution from conferences, and if so, how is that perceived to be achieved?
So I think we had a lot of varied input in the group on this. Mainly to summarize, two themes that seemed to come out very strongly in the group was conferences per se have changed for a variety of reasons, especially in the digital age.
Our conferences or generally conferences?
No, conferences in general. Yep. And the IFRS conferences should take that into account. And it was, there were challenges that were put out and said, well, what exactly are we trying to achieve? Mm-hmm. If it's networking, is a conference actually necessary to network? Mm-hmm. If it is branding, are we getting sufficient branding out of a two-day conference, or is it a keynote address at a other conference somewhere? So there were a lot of ideas that came out and a lot of challenges, and the distinct feel I got was it's changing. We need to look at changing our strategy with conferences if we have them at all. The other thing that came out, I thought, very strongly was the effectiveness. Whatever we're doing, for the reasons we're doing it, especially in terms of brand, are we getting, mm-hmm. for want of a better term, biggest bang for our buck? Mm-hmm. And do we get that? For instance, are the right people being invited? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are we working sufficiently with all the databases of possible invitees to make sure the right people are there to give maximum impact, if it's educational, if it's branding, if it's networking? It's ensuring that, and the use of social media, etc., which we're going to discuss later, mm-hmm. all of that actually has a bearing on mm-hmm. it.
So, and I'm digging deeper each time, Jake, picking up one of the things that James said and a specific question that I had, if you like, around that in terms of thinking of those objectives of education and networking and branding, and saying, I take it even a step further. So James said, potentially, you know, if you've got a conference and that's the objective, are you doing the conference the right way? To turn it around and say, did your group actually say, well, what is the best way of engaging for brand enhancement or brand engagement? And is it even a conference? So did you get that far?
Not specifically on brand, I don't think. Yeah. We did think about the four different elements mm-hmm. that were on that first slide, yep. on slide 10, about, you know, how do these contribute mm-hmm. to the goal of the ISB, and is the conference the best way of doing it? I think, interestingly, on at least two of those, we came to the view that it probably wasn't the best mm-hmm. way of doing it. I think that was...
And which two were those?
Education. Mm-hmm. And getting the views of stakeholders, because mm-hmm. we didn't feel mm-hmm. either really did that mm-hmm. or did that particularly well. Trying to be additive to this, to the comments that have gone mm-hmm. before on this particular question, something I think that did come up concerned with brand is thinking more and harder about the location of the conference and what is it specifically you want from the conference in that location. So it may be that if you are looking at enhancing the brand in a particular location, that actually that should therefore be the theme and the focus of the conference, and that might drive very different content or different formats or different ways of doing things. So focusing on the market, adding on James's point, who do you invite? And thinking about which of those priorities are we really trying to focus mm-hmm. on for this mm-hmm. particular conference in this location may get you to a very different answer.
Ariwan, in your group, and having heard the comments from the others, and I'm going to widen it again rather than dig even deeper, comments or additional comments that came out of your group around that question one?
I think the general opinion was that education is probably not the first objective of holding a conference, because most of the time you'll be able to get higher level understanding of a new accounting standards. But it's not really useful in terms of implementations if preparers have to implement an accounting standard. So education is probably not on the top of the list. The opinion is that the networking and building the relationships and building the brand, the IFRS brand, is possible with conferences. But it really depends on, there's no one right format of doing a conference. It really depends on what is the target audience and what is the stakeholder that the foundation wanted to reach and what you want to get out of talking to those stakeholders. Then the format of the conference would have to be structured around that.
So again, and I'm trying to be, but I can't help myself being provocative. In my mind, and even when we talked about why do you attend a conference at least needs to pretend it's there for education reasons. And in fact, when we talked about networking, okay, I'll ask you in a minute, James, that we said that agenda has to be the right thing. And certainly the IFRS conferences that we've done over the last few years have talked about, they've been focused on the agendas have been on the new accounting standards. So two of you specifically have said your groups did not think that, or I'm hearing you say your groups did not think that education was a key, or even and it shouldn't be an objective of a conference. In which case, can we even pretend we should have conferences? Sorry, I'm going around in circles. But James, I've made the presumption that a conference, at least, it has to pretend to be educational, and you're saying no. So can you
maybe
expand
I should
that?
Have kept quiet. No. So we had an example of where education could be a very good outcome. So that was in the case of the OHADA countries adopting IFRS. Would it be a conference in the traditional sense? Probably not. It would probably be very workshop orientated. There had to be follow through. It would be something different. What the group did think would be relevant, and it is educational in a way, but is not so much here are the technicalities, a one-way communication of the standard, because the webinars, and as been proved with the IFRS 17 webinars, there are so many going out, you can download that. Mm-hmm. But rather to create a two-way conversation, and that's very difficult, we all acknowledge it's very difficult, between the standard setters, the regulators, the people in the jurisdiction, as to what are the prevalent issues, what are the thoughts around those issues, and what solutions have been seen, and the sharing of ideas. Now, that in itself is educational, but it's not an educational objective that we've put onto the conference.
So if it is specifically in a jurisdiction, is that the ISB's responsibility? Should the ISB actually be doing that conference? Or, in fact, is it the jurisdiction that should be doing, potentially, the one doing that? And maybe a board member then, you know, they're the keynote speaker, or a staff member is the keynote speaker at that.
So that suggestion did come up quite strongly as to whether it should be joint or even just actually a keynote speaker role. And then suggestions that came around that were that would be very much for branding, mm-hmm. having key, unfortunately, it would mean slicing up the board members and sending them all around the world, basically. But at least they go out with a very key branding message at very carefully mm-hmm. selected mm-hmm. conferences. Maybe they invest a conference, not necessarily accounting conferences, but at least mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. gets the mm-hmm. IFRS Foundation's mm-hmm. brand out there.
And maybe, in fact, it's accounting or it's the investor conferences that, in fact, that's where the brand should be aimed at rather than actually at accountants. Potentially, and that comes back to what are we trying to achieve with the branding?
Just to add, that was actually a point in my notes, was one of the key people we should be addressing are the users of financial mm-hmm. statements, which wasn't actually identified mm-hmm. on the slides.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've sort of gone, surprise, surprise, off topic, so we might come back, because otherwise Matt is going to kill me, to the specific question two, and then I might revert to digging deeper into some of these. I think perhaps we have actually dealt with some of the questions in, or bits of question two, but specifically in Arawan, your group, you know, we had the specific question for each priority contribution, who is the target audience, what would be the best approach for achieving the objectives?
Well, when I said that education wasn't the probably not the main objective of the conference, it doesn't mean that there can't be a discussion at all. But from the prospect of the opinions of the group is that it could be a smaller group, not the big auditorium, one-way communication, but you could engage different stakeholders in different formats using a smaller group breakout sessions. And in that way, you get a two-way communication. You get to receive feedbacks from the attendees. And it would build a positive perspective, the positive perceptions from the other stakeholders that the ISB listens to issues and comments and feedback from the stakeholders. Especially when you hold conferences in countries like Asia and Oceania, which sometimes the IFRS gets the perception that it's more European based. And I think that it really depends on what is the stakeholders that is the focus of the conference. And then you would have to, I think if we look at the preparers, then preparers, they might have specific questions about, you know, if it's the least standard, then it's probably the discount rate to be used, like which one is the appropriate one. Then if it's the room that was for preparers, then you it could be a two-way communication. You ask them about the implementation issues. And you get to respond with whatever that was discussed at the board level or at the, you know, in the education team. But for other stakeholders like preparers and other groups, it might be a different approach. And I think it's at a different stage of standard setting process as well. That preparers probably might want to get engaged with the standards already finalized and they're about to implement those standards and they want to get some questions answered compared to regulators or like the global leaders of the Big Four. They might want to get involved early on in the standard setting process, and if one of the smaller room conference is aiming to get feedback from them, it could be at with a different projects at different stages of standard setting.
So with those thoughts, Arawan, effectively in some ways I'm hearing you say, hey, a lot more conferences, a smaller conferences, so more cost than is currently being expended on conferences because you're making them more specific. Is that what the group was aiming at?
I think we did touch on a little bit on the number of conferences, but I think there was another question. But we did talk about the cost, and I think what discussed was it doesn't have to, I mean, not all the conferences have to be organized by the foundation. It could be co-branded, even though one of the board members in the room did mention that it would have to be approached cautiously because sometimes the foundation could be the board member could end up being the victim of that conference. It depends on the objective of the organizer. So I think if it's planned in a very cautious way, then it co-branded IFRS conferences could be a way of not being taxing in terms of, you know, the budgeting issues on the foundation and also get feedbacks and outreach to the right group of people.
So each of the other groups, in terms of what Arawana said around the getting feedback and, if you like, outreach, is conferences the main, did you talk about whether conferences were the main way of doing that? And I'll put my own thoughts on this. The foundation does so much in terms of outreach and, you know, getting feedback and comment letters. Do the conferences and the, and I'm going to say this, the few people that are met at conferences, does that really add, and is that the core or a core purpose of conferences when there are so other means of get many other means of getting feedback? Did your group talk about that, Christian?
I think we touched a little bit on it, and maybe not directly linked to the feedback, but then again, yes, maybe. I actually have to say that the Academic Research Forum, for instance, I've learned that from participants, not in the group, but when I did the preparation, they found that more informative than the normal conferences because there was actually a higher level of dialogue between the board members and the people attending. And maybe that's due to academics simply being more vocal, but also, I suppose, not being too bound necessarily by the topics. I suppose on education, we did in our group say there are different ways of getting the education across, webinars, transcripts of webinars, etc. They seem to be more efficient in doing that consistently. You can do shorter sessions more frequently, so it's easier for people actually to meet those. I suppose on learning from stakeholders, if we are within the concept of a conference, we believe that you should make more use of tools, technology, that could facilitate that dialogue. We reckon that big groups will not necessarily generate that feedback. I'm pretty sure that you would need to find formats that allows for discussion. And I suppose the question is, if you want to have feedback from stakeholders, how firm a slide deck do you need? If you come out with a slide deck saying this is where we're going, full stop, I suppose the dialogue flows from that.
And it's the effects analysis as much as anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you say these are the options, these are the explorative ways, you get some good other speakers to have that dialogue, but then you are in a more regional or more local setting. So is that counter to actually the big conference? Mm. Possibly, yes. We did invest quite a lot of discussion then in co-branding, being that, is that a way of facilitating that, sort of getting more bang for the buck? I mean, less people spend it in organizing behind the scenes. And
you've talked about co-branding, and Arawan, you did as well.
Yeah, but
did you also talk about just being speakers at someone else's conference?
I was coming to that.
Sorry,
I mean, the opportunities is essentially either being a star at a conference,
mm-hmm.
the keynote speaker, or organizing together with a mm-hmm. local regulator, local audit firm, etc. And the opportunities is clearly it's easier in terms of logistics, but the pitfalls is you're going to be associated with an agenda you do not necessarily like. Why is the co-branding organization willing to invest? I mean, if the ISB is saying we do this in terms of ensure our branding, for instance, why is the co-branding organization interested in doing this? And that might be a pitfall by itself. You might not get the attraction you want. But we also said that you should only have one owner of a conference. The beauty with the IFS conference is you're the only owner. You can invite the people you want, but the challenge is the opposite. So I don't think we got a clear answer to in back of our head whether that is a way only to explore, I think it's definitely, the group definitely think it's a way to get more outreach, but the question is that, can that replace the IFS conferences? I don't think we actually got a clear answer on that. But we did feel that maybe you could look at frequency of conferences.
Jake, anything additional from your group to add on question two?
What was the question? Sorry.
For each priority contribution, who is the target audience and what would be the best approach for achieving them?
It's such a broad topic. Yeah. Let me try and bring out a couple of things that we talked about. Education, is it the best way to educate people? Probably not. Mm-hmm. It maybe plays a part, but there are other probably better ways these days to actually educate people on what standards say and how to apply them. Webcasts came up as an example. I think I could go through all four of them in turn and sort of bring out messages like that, but I think the theme that came out was who are you trying to talk to in that particular location? Who are you inviting? Who are you working with to make sure you've got the right people coming? And then what of the themes from slide 10 again are the ones that you're really going to get the most value from? Conferences definitely play a role in doing a something, but it's a better articulation of, in this particular jurisdiction, who are we trying to get in front of, what are we trying to say to them, and that will shape the conference.
Or, can I put it, that will shape what we do in that jurisdiction, and it could be a conference or it could be something else.
Absolutely,
yeah. Because that's the... So which is the first question? The first question is, what are we trying to achieve in a particular jurisdiction?
Yes.
How best to do it?
Yeah.
And the word conference might feature in the answer, but it also might not. Yes? Yes? Consistent, because I think that is what I heard coming through the theme. So it's actually asking the question, and I think traditionally we've said, and even the way the questions have been phrased, they are around conferences. These are our objectives. Do we achieve them? As opposed to potentially turning it on its head and saying, we want to achieve branding, we want to achieve education, we want to achieve networking. And it may be different in different jurisdictions on what's the best way of achieving, most cost-effective way of achieving that.
Correct. We specifically asked the question in our group as to how would people feel if there were no more conferences.
Yes.
We didn't get an outright get rid of them. Mm-hmm. It was how effective are they? Are they communicating? Are they trying to achieve one of those objectives, and that would be through the setup as a possible solution to meet the objective, as opposed to I'm having a conference, what's the objective of that conference?
Okay. I'm going to take that to the final question, and whether we can give a yes-no answer, and I'm going to add a further bit to it, which I think you've semi-answered. So the question was, given... and I've abbreviated it, given the limited resources of the foundation, is running three conferences each year, as we currently do, the best way to use our resources? And I've added to that, or is there a place for a conference at all? ? I think I've heard you say, well, you can't specifically answer it, but it's certainly not slam dunk that we should be doing three conferences a year. But James, why don't you have a go at this one first?
So I think one of the broad themes that came out was agility and creativity. There were ideas such as remote locations. New Zealand was actually used as an example because of this, how far it is. Is that there hasn't been a conference in New Zealand, but we have keynote addresses that happen there on a regular basis, and it gives the brand.
Yep.
Use of technology. Does a conference have to be in one place? Can it be in multiple locations at the same time? And that it's that cleverness around how we use technology, what we're trying to achieve, and then structuring the delivery, be it a conference or something else or a workshop or a roundtable, to achieve that objective. It's not the goal to have a conference. It might be a means to a different goal.
And I heard in one of the groups someone talk about, we talk about technology now, but if we think about where, well, we don't know the answer, but where technology is likely to be in 5 years' time,
could be very
even more, you know, because people talk about the ability to have two-way stuff on, you know, if they're in a remote location. I mean, my guess is that's going to be so easy in 5 years' time. However, so Ariwan, in your group, in terms of that third question, given the limited resources, is running three conferences each year the best way to use them?
I guess the answer is basically there's no right number of conferences to hold each year. It depends on, I think that the general idea is that the foundation really need to step back and take a look at what are the tools available, what are the stakeholders that they want to reach, what are the objectives that they have for each stakeholder, and then pick the right tool for the right stakeholder. Conferences is only one of the tools. So focusing on, when we did talk about, do we still need conferences at all? No one come out and said that we have to get rid of them. So I think that the general idea is that there's a physical presence still have values in, you know, especially in jurisdictions that are not in London or European base. So physical presence of board members and technical staff actually adds to the perception of that ISB is actually, you know, listening to people. So it helps, and conferences is probably a good tool for, you know, building that perception with a large group of people. But so we didn't really discuss about, you know, what is the right amount of, what is the right number of the conferences to hold each year. It really depends on at that time what it is that the foundation wanted to achieve and pick the right tools to do that.
Do you have anything
from your group? Because I think actually there's potentially a risk that we may have missed, because if we do a conference and a lot of people find this not to be relevant, does that actually generate a negative brand value saying, oh, this is the ivory tower, again, saying something that is not relevant? So I think that boils back to the previous group essentially saying, what do we want to achieve? But equally important, what do the audience expect? And a lot of the questions here has turned around our objectives. What do we want to achieve? But the real issue is actually, do we deliver to the audience what they expect? And how do we deliver to the audience what they expect that contribute to the things we want as a trustee or as a foundation to actually promote? And one example, for instance, it came up in our group that young or junior accountants often do not go to the conferences because they cannot sort of justify the cost. But maybe we need to figure out how do we actually find ways of ensuring that also the younger ones have something of an outcome. And I mean, not necessarily as drastic as giving them the position to be standard setter of a day, but find ways of promoting networks. And I reflected on the IFA conference in taxation. They instituted a few years back, because they had a lack of attendance, especially in the younger ones, a young IFA network, which actually, as far as I understand, increased the number of attendees from that group. And our group also referred to the CFA Institute and how they do conferences. So thinking, but the key message is actually an irrelevant conference damaged the brand.
Okay, and Jake, the last word on this last question.
The last word?
No, not quite. Come on. You can't
dangerous.
Say that when I'm
dangerous.
As the professional auditor in the room, I had to be professionally sceptical and point out that the question might be leading us in a particular direction or to a particular conclusion. But having put that to one side for a minute, I think like others, we didn't have a view on what the right number is. I think we did have a view on trying to make sure that the reason for doing the conference was going to achieve the objective, which is something I think we've already all touched on. There are good ways of achieving each of these outcomes, which isn't necessarily a conference, but that's not to say a conference isn't a bad thing. I think the point was made, and you, one of the things you asked us all to focus on was, were there regional variations? And I think the point that came out in our discussions was the regional variations might be around what did the ISB need to achieve in each of those jurisdictions. And good examples were given of India, China and the US. If you tried to do a conference in the US, you'd be trying to talk to a very different group of people and achieve a very different thing than you would be if you were doing a conference in the EU. So thinking hard about the objectives, what you're trying to achieve, and then thinking about, is it right that the conference is the way to go about it, or are there other ways of better achieving your aims? And trying to find a way to think about cost versus benefit.
Well done, team. I'm going to try, and I think, in fact, I can summarise, and Arawan, I think, has given me most of the words to summarise, which I think the others have said in a different way, which is actually the discussion that we've had is almost turning it on its head and saying that the first question is, what are the objectives the ISB wants to achieve with whom? I.e. the types of stakeholders in the jurisdictions, as Jake just said, and what do those people in those types of stakeholders and jurisdictions want? And then, as Arawan said, pick the right tool. And that is not necessarily a conference. However, no one has said get rid of conferences. Conferences may very well have a place to play, but it isn't the presumption, that shouldn't be a presumption, that we will do conferences. Physical presence in jurisdictions probably is relevant, or certainly in some jurisdictions is relevant. And then that final comment that Jake said, that somehow we need to, in terms of what's effective, so it's those, what are we trying to achieve, look at the costs and benefits of the different tools in the toolbox in terms of the delivery. And I think that with all that discussion, to me, that sums up the core of where we've got to. Now, that may be far too summarised, but I think in essence that pulls down everything that we came to, those four, one, two, three, four, five bullet points that I've got there. I'm now going to... I think the four of you are nodding. Is there any, because we are, it's time for the next session, is there any fundamental disagreement with what I've said there in terms of the summary? We can go on for a little bit if we like, and Matt, if you'd like to make some comment, you are welcome to do so, or whether you'd like to go away and just think, and maybe even come back tomorrow and make some comment. So are there any comments from the floor at this point? Yes, whoever you are, please speak. Olga.
Yeah, just one very brief comment. I think that more could be done by analysing the data of conference participation more carefully and setting that into perspective to other channels, other fora where you meet the people. So you can uniquely identify those which are only come into the conference and see how important is that group really for the objectives.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And absolutely, I mean, in terms of the things that I've said, there's an awful lot underneath that that would need to be done to achieve any of the stuff that I've said there. And one of the things would be analysing who does go to the conferences. Anything else? Matt.
Thank Thank you. I'm conscious of the time. I'll keep it short. I just wanted to thank the Advisory Council for those comments, both obviously within the groups and from the panel discussion. And I think it supports our view that conferences do mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and that this is very much a really good time for us to be thinking about what we're doing with those conferences. And I think this will help us and feed into that process that we are undertaking. So again, thank you for that. What I take away from this, I think these words are resonating. I've been making these words, and I was pleased to see them kind of appear in the discussion. We need to be agile in our approach and think carefully on a case-by-case basis, reflecting on those objectives we have. And I think the main one, exactly as you picked up, conferences are a tool. They're a means to an end, not the ends themselves. And that's where we have to really focus. So, again, thank you for that. I think it has helped us. I know it has helped us. And I think we will see some movement and a lot of thought in this area. So thank you.
Well, I reiterate that thanks to the four of you for bearing with me and chairing your groups, but more importantly to everybody around the table for their contribution. I think it has been a useful discussion and I'm sure has added value to the Foundation and its thoughts going forward. So thank you, and we will now move away from this elevated position. And the next session is Hans and Neely talking about an update on the board and the Foundation.